waiting for Congressman, or I should say, former Congressman Mike Rogers to connect with us. He is, of course, the former committee chair of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. So he's the man to go to regarding Donald Trump Jr. releasing private messages between him and WikiLeaks. Also, though, it should be noted that U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has asked senior federal prosecutors now to evaluate certain issues presented by House Republicans, including the alleged ties between the Clinton Foundation and the sale of Uranium One, the company. And so the Republicans have been complaining about this for the longest time. I must admit, transparently to you, that I've not done due diligence on this story. I'm not quite sure of how important it is. But when we hook up with Mike Rogers, which we will.
I'm looking at it.
Thank you. We're scheduled to talk to Mike Rogers right now. I'll certainly ask him about that. But that is the other headline from today's news cycle that really should really interest you. Now, back to Donald Trump Jr. releasing his private messages with WikiLeaks. We don't know if it's Julian Assange directly or not, somebody with WikiLeaks. It revealed that he was in communication during his father's 2016 election campaign. And, of course, that brought out the Democrats, beginning with Congressman Adam Schiff, who said this
candidate
regarding
Trump
the news.
Is acting on the request of WikiLeaks that was transmitted through his son.
So what does that mean? Don Jr. was what?
Here you have him in communication privately, secretly, with WikiLeaks that's publishing these stolen documents, asking for information about upcoming releases of documents.
So this is this was broken by The Atlantic yesterday, and it quickly became a mushroom cloud. When you're grading on the scale of Roy Moore, not that important, but still, Democrats are making much out of this, and I'm not sure that it wasn't coincidental that, in fact, yesterday late, Jeff Sessions came out and said, yes, I'm going to ask some senior federal prosecutors in the DOJ to evaluate issues between the Clinton Foundation and this Uranium One company. But a couple more from Congressman Adam Schiff.
This is yet another indication of the campaign's willingness at the very highest levels to accept foreign assistance, to accept assistance here with a cutout of the Kremlin that is publishing the stolen documents that were obtained by Russian hacking of Hillary Clinton's campaign.
So Roy Moore set him aside for a minute, set aside the DOJ opening up an investigation, or not opening up an investigation, I want to be careful. Jeff Sessions has asked senior federal prosecutors to evaluate certain issues. That's far beneath the threshold of a quote-unquote investigation regarding the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons, the Clinton campaign, and Uranium One. But the Democrats will make much out of this as long as they can, regarding Donald Trump Jr., who was proactive and went ahead and preemptively released most of what we think are the direct messages between him and somebody at WikiLeaks.
Having his father tweet things that WikiLeaks wanted to put out there. So you see a very great willingness on the campaign to accept foreign help, and you see them acting on this.
We're joined now by former Congressman Mike Rogers, who was the chairman of the Select House Committee on Intelligence. Now I see him on CNN from time to time, and he's from my home state of Michigan. Mike, welcome back to WDLS. What do you think about Donald Trump Jr. getting out in front of the news cycle and releasing the private messages between him and WikiLeaks yesterday?
Well, I mean, in any crisis strategy and communication strategy, you always want to try to get ahead of the problem. You know, they're going to run into this issue of, hey, Why didn't we know about this earlier? Why didn't you do this earlier? All of that. But I think if as a strategy, it's probably a pretty good idea.
And apparently we had talked earlier about this. He didn't respond to a lot of the prompting by WikiLeaks. So that gives him a little political wiggle room saying, hey, people can direct message me anytime about anything. I may have responded, thanks for the info, once or twice, but that doesn't show any sort of collusion. The Russians aren't even involved in this, other than we think the Russian hackers gave WikiLeaks the trove of emails.
Yeah, and I'm pretty confident that's exactly what happened. So the Russians needed an organization to release the information that didn't have their fingerprints on it. And certainly WikiLeaks has a knack for doing that. I think that's exactly what the Russians did. They decided, hey, this is the great place to release these emails and have them in the public debate during a presidential election in the United States.
Former Congressman Mike Rogers is joining us here on WDLS. One more quick question on the WikiLeaks deal. Do you consider, you know, what his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, obviously has come under scrutiny for some of his moves. Donald Trump Jr. with some of his moves. Obviously, Robert Mueller's looking into all that. But you think you've run campaigns, you've seen presidential campaigns, you've seen these campaigns on a high level for a long time. Is it the fact that Donald Trump is a newcomer, that he worked so fast and loose during the campaign and the transition, and now it's coming back to bite him in the rear end?
I completely believe that, for sure. And I think there was a lot of naive people around the president in his campaign who thought, you know, all of the other things all those other people do are stupid. Well, a lot of the things that happen in campaigns are because of the, you know, learn through the school of hard knocks. They missed all that. And not only did they miss it, they just didn't regard any of those people who were trying to provide them information not to make mistakes as credible. They were going to do it their own way. And I think because of that, you know, they find themselves in hot water. And the fact that they can't separate what the Russians were trying to do and the fact that he won the election fair and square. Listen, you know, the Democrats want to believe that the Russians turned the election. The Republicans are now forced to, you know, they pushed him in a corner to say nothing happened with the Russians. And the truth of the matter is the Russians tried to influence our election. I don't think the Democrats are right or the Republicans. What I do believe is the Russians tried to get Americans, black Americans, white Americans, to hate each other during the election to cause chaos. And that is something we ought to be worried about.
Yeah, I agree. That's the overall kind of strategy. You know, to disturb a democracy, it plays into their hands, if not so much here, certainly around their territory. Now, let's move on to the other headline of the day and get your take on this. The Department of Justice now will consider, according to Jeff Sessions, new special counsel on the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, there needs to be an investigation. If there has to be a separate special prosecutor to do it, I guess so be it. Something was not right with the Russian money moving both to on the Uranium One deal, not only domestically in the United States, but money that the Russians paid to a Clinton operation in Canada that has no disclosure requirements back in the United States. And they know that there was lots of money all around the time of the Uranium One deal, including former President Bill Clinton's speech for $500,000 in Moscow right around all of that same time. So if you want fairness, listen, so if you're a Democrat listening, you go, oh, that's just terrible and horse-pucky. And Republicans are saying, my God, they're guilty already. Probably the truth, again, is somewhere in the middle. But if you want to protect the non-biased view of the Department of Justice, then you need to investigate both. You can't have this one-sided investigation and expect people around the country to feel good about the Justice Department, the FBI, and et cetera. So unfortunately, this is where we find ourselves. People need to have answers on those things. It's not going to happen through congressional committees. Probably the right way to do that is an investigation. Do you need a special investigator to do it? I'm not sure. I think he could probably create a unit within the Department of Justice to do it. But if that's what he thinks he needs to get the public buy-in, and that way when this is all done, again, the goal should be justice, number one, and two, people need to feel confidence again in their Department of Justice that it doesn't use its all the levers of power for one political party or another.
And finally, I don't want to sandbag you. You're a Republican, but you're no longer an elected official. But any thoughts on Roy Moore?
Listen, I as an old FBI investigator, when you get five women, all of their stories are very, very similar. Clearly nothing to gain here. I think he needs to step aside and deal with what sounds to me as a very serious problem. And this notion that it's all cooked up, I don't see it. Maybe one, maybe two women, they might be able to do something like that. But these women are out. They're credible. Their stories line up. You know, if I were an investigator, I'd say this is a real case. And I if I were him, for the betterment of the country and what the country needs, I would step aside.
Former Congressman Mike Rogers, thank you for popping on with us. Much appreciated, sir.